from last week.
Vamos a hacer una revisión de la semana pasada.
1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 20.
Primera de Crónicas 12 versículo 20.
Now, we're in a time where the kingdom that Saul had is beginning to die out.
Y estamos viendo que el reino de Saúl estaba por acabarse, morirse.
And David's beginning to build an army.
Y David estaba empezando a construir un ejército.
And the people that were with Saul are beginning to see something that it wasn't right.
Y la gente que estaba con Saúl empezaron a ver algo que no estaba bien.
Sometimes it takes a while to realize when something's not right.
A veces nos toma tiempo para realizarnos, darnos cuenta que algo no está bien.
And we've all been in situations, in relationships, churches where, you know, it took a while for us to find out, hey, it's not quite right.
Y a veces nos lleva tiempo en relaciones, en iglesias, que nos toma dar cuenta de decir esto no está correcto.
And so this is, I think, what's happening here.
Y creo que eso es lo que está pasando aquí.
In verse 20.
El versículo 20.
It says, as he went to Ziklag, there defected to him from Manasseh, Adnah, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, Zilathai, captains of thousands who belonged to Manasseh.
Y cuando él iba a Silac, se pasaron a él Manasés, Anadad, Zabadad, Jadiel, Micael, Gedabeú, Eliú, Silati, capitanes de miles que eran de Manasés.
So we were talking about that last week, that now people are beginning to defect, and the ones that defect first seem to be the warriors.
Entonces vimos la semana pasada que los primeros que empezaron a ver los defectos son los que empezaron a primero hacer el cambio.
And they're probably the ones that are probably a little closer involved in what's going on in the kingdom, what's going on with Saul, since they're in the war.
Entonces creemos que son tal vez la gente que estaba cerca de Saúl porque sabía qué es lo que estaba pasando con detalles.
So when people begin to defect, it's going to be typically the ones that are really probably most loyal and devoted to service, devoted to war, you know.
So las personas que realmente vemos que son las que están empezando a notar son las gentes que son las que están cerca del reinado, son las gentes que son los grandes luchadores del ejército.
And then the other people follow.
Y la otra gente lo sigue.
So that's what's going on. David has not tried to seduce them. He's not gone after them. God has sent them.
Y lo que vemos que es lo que no ellos que quieran hacer algo ellos solos, sino que Dios los está mandando.
And I think that's something that you know, that God can do.
Yo creo que eso es algo que Dios puede hacer.
You know, I've been here. We've had the church for like 9 years.
Hemos tenido la iglesia por 9 años.
And something I learned a long time ago, I never tried to take somebody that was in another church and say, get over here, I want you to come over here. I've never done that.
Nunca he hecho eso de que agarro a otra persona que está en otra iglesia y le digo, vente para acá.
But I do know people that have come in and tried to take people out of here.
Pero he sabido que hay gente que ha venido aquí y quiere llevarse gente para otra iglesia.
I've seen that.
Y lo he visto.
And so I let it go and God take care of that.
Yo solamente lo dejo y Dios toma control de eso.
And God's going to send who he wants to send.
Dios va a mandar a quien él quiera mandar.
And so this is what's happening here with David.
Y esto es lo que aquí pasa con David.
So the real men and women of God, they're going to find the place they're supposed to be.
El verdadero hombre y mujer de Dios van a encontrar el lugar que Dios tiene para ellos.
If they're really seeking God and really want to serve God and really want to do something for God, they're going to find the place where they're supposed to be.
Cuando ellos realmente están buscando a Dios, ellos van a encontrar el lugar que Dios quiere que estén para ellos.
And I really believe that we're in that day.
Creo que estamos en ese día.
It says they helped David against the band of raiders. They were all mighty men of valor. They were captains in the army.
Dice, ellos ayudaron a David contra la banda de merodeadores, pues todos eran hombres fuertes y valientes.
So these were leaders.
Y ellos eran líderes.
Leaders in the army.
Eran líderes, capitanes.
They said, day by day, they came to David to help him.
Dice que vinieron a David para que lo ayudara.
Until there was a great army like the army of God.
Y era un gran ejército como el ejército de Dios.
That's another key thing that we have to understand if we're going to move on as a church or move on as a family or move on in your ministry.
Eso es una clave muy importante, así como nos movemos como iglesia, como familia, como matrimonio.
What you'll see a lot of times is many times everybody has their own agenda, or a lot of people have their own agenda.
Es como que todos tienen su propia agenda.
If everybody has their own agenda, then you never go anywhere.
Entonces, si tienes quien tiene su propia agenda, nunca vas a ningún lugar.
You can't have multiple agendas.
No puedes tener varias agendas.
It just doesn't work.
Y así no trabaja, funciona.
So they didn't come over to David and say, "Okay, David, here's what we're going to do."
Entonces, ellos no vinieron y decirle, David, esto es lo que vamos a hacer.
We're going to do this. We're going to do that. No, they came to help David.
Ellos vinieron a ayudar a David.
And just that's the way it works.
Y eso es como funciona.
And you know, if you watch the history of governments, you watch the history of nations, you watch the history of the people of God.
Si tú ves la historia de naciones, de gobiernos, de la gente de Dios.
I'm not seeing it yet where that God always uses people.
Nunca he visto que Dios nunca usa gente.
Not movements.
Y no movimientos.
People always are looking for a movement.
La gente siempre busca por un movimiento.
And that is not, honestly, I don't think that's a good way to go.
Y honestamente, eso es lo que yo no creo que es un buen lugar.
How many of you seen movements come and movements go?
¿Cuántos van a visto que movimientos vienen y van?
I saw the gold dust movement.
Yo vi el movimiento del oro.
I mean, remember the gold dust falling.
El movimiento del oro.
The hokey pokey. I mean, I've seen all kinds of movements over the years.
Muchos movimientos sobre los años.
You guys seen them?
¿Los han visto?
And where are they now?
¿Dónde están ahora?
I don't see that God works in movements. He works in people.
Yo no veo que Dios trabaje en movimientos. Dios trabaja en gente.
And typically he chooses somebody to do something.
Y normalmente él escoge a alguien para hacer algo.
You look at the nations.
Y usted ve a las naciones.
God always, either God or the devil, picks somebody.
Ya sea Dios o el diablo escoge a alguien.
And it changed everything.
Y cambia todo.
And this is the way it works.
Y eso es como trabaja.
And so a lot of times people think that if we can get this movement going, we're going to change the world.
Y mucha gente dice que si tenemos este movimiento grande, vamos a cambiar el mundo.
I have not seen that.
Y yo no he visto eso.
Jesus changed the world.
Y Jesús cambió al mundo.
Right?
¿Verdad?
The apostle Paul and the early apostles, they changed the world.
El apóstol Pablo y los otros apóstoles también cambiaron.
But it wasn't a denomination, it wasn't a movement, it was people.
No era una denominación ni un grupo.
And it still, I think it still works the same way.
Era gente, y yo creo que así trabaja ahora.
So God's going to choose people.
Y Dios va a escoger gente.
And impart into them a plan, or impart into them a vision, and things are going to happen.
Y les va a impartar un plan, una visión, y cosas van a pasar.
And so that's the way it works.
Y eso es como funciona.
So God has called David here.
Entonces aquí Dios llamó a David.
And honestly, you think about it, David doesn't know what the heck he's doing, really.
Y realmente David no sabe lo que está haciendo aquí.
He doesn't really know what he's doing.
Él no sabe lo que está haciendo.
Anybody here ever felt like you didn't know what you were doing?
¿Alguien sabe que se ha sentido así, que no sabe lo que está haciendo?
And you've been doing things and still say, "I don't know what I'm doing."
Y haciendo algo y dices, bueno, no sé qué estoy haciendo aquí.
Trust me, I've stayed there about 90% of the time.
Yo lo digo casi como el 90% aquí.
You know, and you have to trust the Lord to guide you.
Entonces tienes que confiar en el Señor para que él te guíe.
Amen. Because I can tell you this, he doesn't give you the whole plan. He just doesn't do that. I've not seen that.
Él no te da el plan completo.
And if, did they turn the air on yet? The heat?
¿Prendieron el calentador?
Yeah, but they need to turn like one blower on because it's kind of, my knees are knocking together up here. So a lot of times everybody wants to know the whole plan and everything. And you know what? God just, I don't see him doing that.
Y muchas veces la gente quiere saber todo, pero no veo que Dios haga eso.
And I don't know if he's done that with you, but he has never done that with me.
No sé si lo he hecho contigo, pero nunca lo he hecho contigo.
I don't know from one day to the next most of the time what I'm doing.
Yo nunca sé la mayoría de las veces de un día para otro qué voy a estar haciendo.
Okay. So you know, but a lot of times you get this movement going or this thing going, and you think you got everything, but you know, you don't know what God's doing.
Y muchas veces ves este movimiento y lo ves y quieres seguirlo.
And so that's something I think that as the people of God and as a church, we got to be really careful about all these little movements coming and this thing trying to do this or do that. I just not seen those work very well. You know what I'm saying?
Y tienen que tener mucho cuidado porque no ve meterse en cada movimiento.
I'm not saying those things aren't good, but I'm just saying I have a hard time with a lot of that.
Entonces no digo que son malas, pero tengo difícil en seguir eso.
There was the G12 movement, remember?
El G12.
The movement. But you know, it just doesn't, it kind of falls short.
Even, se cayó después.
Even here in Dallas,
y aquí en Dallas,
they had, I think it was called America Praise, and a bunch of good people and good pastors and everything. It was a movement.
Creo que había un movimiento de que era Américo Grandioso.
Yeah, how many
know about
that, some of you?
Movimiento
and
grande.
They came here and kind of got me into it, and I went to a few of those, and I went,
Vinieron aquí, me invitaron, fui a alguna de sus visitas, pero no me convenció.
Oh, I just have to watch the movement thing, you know?
Entonces tienes que ver el movimiento, los grupos.
And you have to follow what God is doing.
Tienes que seguir lo que Dios está haciendo.
And he's usually using somebody or a few people to do it.
Y escoge a alguien o a pocas personas para hacerlo.
And it's typically not a movement, okay?
Y normalmente no es un movimiento grande.
Okay, so they came and became a great army.
Entonces ellos vinieron y fueron un gran ejército.
So that's another thing. Having an army of God is a good thing.
Entonces otra cosa es tener un ejército de Dios es grande.
So I'm all for developing an army.
Entonces estoy queriendo hacer un ejército.
So somebody says, "Hey, I want to develop an army." You know, I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do the army thing."
Entonces alguien
I'm okay with that.
Quiero hacer un gran ejército y digo, "Okay, yo quiero estar en eso."
But you have to have an army to do battle.
Pero tienes que tener un ejército para ir a la
but
batalla.
But if you have an army, you have leaders, boom, 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 all the way up and down the ladder.
Y si
amen?
Tienes un ejército, tienes líderes, todos en la escala.
And when you have an army, everybody does what the general says, from the top all the way down.
Y cuando tenemos un ejército, todos hacen lo que el general hace, todos hasta abajo.
So if you have an army,
si tienes un ejército,
you're going to have one person telling the army what to do.
Y tienes una persona que va a estar dando órdenes para
qué
hacer.
Is that right?
¿Verdad?
Yeah, you don't have 50 people telling the army. You got one person.
No tienes 50 gentes ordenando. Tienes una sola persona.
And boy, this is something I'm learning about. I mean, I've known it, but I'm learning more about leadership and about doing things and getting things done. When years ago, I was with a lot of different people.
Estoy aprendiendo más sobre liderazgo. Ya hace años estaba con un grupo de gente.
And people, a lot of people at that time were upset with what they saw going on in the church.
Y ese tiempo mucha gente estaba enojada por lo que había pasado, habían visto en la iglesia.
And it was because of just a lot of the pastors and leaders weren't doing what they should have been doing.
Y era porque muchos pastores y líderes no estaban haciendo lo que deberían de estar haciendo.
So the idea was, well, we're going to have a plurality of leaders.
Entonces vamos a tener muchos líderes.
You know what that went over like?
¿Y saben qué era eso? ¿Cómo
like
se
a pregnant eso? Pole vaulter, you know, trying to go over.
Era como una.
You ever seen a pregnant pole vaulter? No. That's about what that was like.
Como un animal embarazado.
Get the picture of this pregnant woman running and trying to do pole vaulting over this thing.
Como una mujer embarazada, you know, corriendo y haciendo.
So that's what. So we were trying to do this as a plurality of leaders, and nobody would agree on anything.
Y tenía todos los líderes y pastores, y nadie estaba de acuerdo con nadie.
It was an absolute mess.
Era un completo desastre.
It sounds good, but it don't work.
Parecía bien, sonaba bien, pero no funcionó.
I mean, you look at our Congress. We got 100 people, and they can't agree on, you know, whether you have a men's bathroom or a men and a women's bathroom in the same spot. You know, I mean.
Good mira nuestro night. Congreso, son 100 personas y no están de acuerdo en si los baños son del mismo
you know?
So género o no.
So if you don't have leader,
entonces, si no tienes
nothing
leader,
happens.
Nada pasa.
Nothing happens.
Nada pasa.
You just sit there and spin your wheels and fight and.
Siempre estás ahí sentado y peleas, pero.
So this is the point I'm trying to make here, is so that we can understand how we're going to move forward and go on and do something for God.
El punto que quiero hacer es para que veamos cómo podemos. Hacer esto y seguir adelante.
And then if God's in it,
si Dios está en nosotros,
and you get off track,
y te sales del camino,
God's going to move it back.
Y Dios te va a mover otra vez hacia adentro.
He's going to move it back if you're really trying to follow God.
Y si realmente estás queriendo seguir a Dios, Dios te va a volver a meter.
I'll give you a for instance.
Te di un ejemplo.
David got off track several times.
David se salió del camino varias veces.
Amen.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter who's leading the show, everybody gets off track.
No importa
usually.
Quién está liderando.
It just happened.
Eso no importa quién está llevando el show, pero
and David obviously didn't do that on purpose.
Pero David no lo hizo adrede.
But you'll see his mistakes.
Pero tú ves sus errores.
And then one was with Bathsheba.
Y uno fue con Betsabé.
And God really, I mean, he corrected that thing pretty quick.
Y realmente lo corrigió muy pronto.
Another time was when he numbered the people.
Y la otra fue cuando él numeró a la gente.
And God began to kill the people.
Y la gente, y Dios empezó a matar a la gente.
And boy, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, did David get off track?
Sí, David se salió del camino.
All right, let me ask anybody here.
¿Alguien aquí?
All you men.
Hombres.
That are leaders.
Que son líderes.
In your family.
En su familia.
Or in the church.
O en la iglesia.
You ever got off track a little bit?
Se han salido un poquito del camino.
I'm going to ask the wives. Have they ever got off?
Voy a preguntar a las esposas.
You see what I'm saying?
¿Ven lo que,
so
lo
it,
que
it does happen, doesn't it?
Entonces pasa.
So you have to understand that just happens.
Eso solamente pasa.
And people that are leading get off track, and people that are following get off track.
La gente que es el líder se sale del camino, y también la gente que sigue se sale del camino.
That's why.
Y por eso.
We pray.
Oramos.
That's why we pray.
Por eso oramos.
That's why we get connected.
Por eso nos conectamos.
That's why we have accountability.
Por eso tenemos una contabilidad.
To protect ourselves.
Para protegernos a nosotros.
Amen.
Amen.
So they say, okay, David, we're coming over here. And we're going to help you.
Entonces vinieron a David y le dijeron, David, te vamos a ayudar.
They didn't come over and say, David, we think we need to do this, and we have our agenda, and we have our plan. They didn't do that.
No vinieron a decirle a David, tenemos nuestro plan, nuestra agenda.
So you understand what I'm saying?
¿Entiende lo que
they
digo?
Said, we're going to come help you.
Vamos a venir a ayudarte.
And so, you know, having been around the block a few times in the last 40 years,
entonces estando por aquí 40 años ya,
I've learned some things about that.
Ya he aprendido algunas cosas.
And so when people come in and say, whatever you need, whatever you want, we want to help you, I go, all right, man, that's good.
Entonces cuando alguien viene y me dice, queremos ayudarte, donde quiera que vayas, iremos, y yo digo, eso es.
But then sometimes people come in and say, hey, we need to do this, and we need to do that, and we need blah, 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 and go, okay.
Entonces a veces viene gente y dice, tenemos que hacer esto y esto y acá.
When did you become God?
Y entonces cuando tú te convertiste en Dios.
And know what's going, everything is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Y sabes lo que está pasando.
You ever had somebody come and do that to you in your situations?
Y vienen y te dicen en una situación así.
You get the message here.
Te entren el mensaje.
So it's something we need to learn.
Entonces es algo hay que aprender.
Okay. So now the numbers of the divisions equipped for war who came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom to Saul according to the word of the Lord. These are the people.
Porque días tras días se pasaban hombres a David para ayudarlo hasta
and
que
so
hubo un gran ejército.
We had in verse 24, 6,800 who had the shield and spear.
Entonces tenemos en el versículo 24 los que eran 6,800
equipped for war.
Equipados para guerra.
Then it had men of Simeon, men of valor, 7,100.
Tenían los hijos de Simeón, hombres fuertes y valientes.
Sons of Levi, 4,600.
Los hijos de Leví, 400,700.
And the house of Aaron, 3,700.
Y Joiada, príncipe de casa de Aarón, con 3,700.
And Zadok, a young man of mighty valor, with 22 captains.
Y joven fuerte, Sadoc, valiente, de la casa de su padre, 22 capitanes.
And the sons of Benjamin, Saul's kinsmen, 3,000.
Y los hijos de Benjamín, parientes de Saúl, 3,000.
It said, for until now, the greatest part of them had kept their allegiance to the house of Saul.
Porque hasta entonces la mayor parte de ellos habían permanecido fieles a la casa de Saúl.
So this is kind of an interesting thing.
Entonces esto es interesante.
They pledged their allegiance to Saul.
Ellos honraron o dieron su palabra para Saúl.
And they were loyal to him all the way.
Y ellos estaban fieles con Saúl todo
until a certain point.
Hasta un punto.
And then they said, "Whoa, this is not good."
Y hasta que ellos dijeron, "Oye, esto no está bien."
We see things here that's not right.
Y vemos cosas que no están bien.
And then they changed their allegiance.
Y entonces ellos se cambiaron.
So that happens, amen.
Se cambiaron con David. Y eso
and
pasa.
So they defected.
Ellos se cambiaron.
And they left the house of Saul.
Y dejaron la casa de Saúl.
Now then, this is something that's interesting.
Y esto es algo interesante.
Remember when Israel left Egypt?
¿Recuerden que Israel dejó Egipto?
They left Egypt, but the spirit of Egypt went with them.
Salieron de Egipto, pero el espíritu de Egipto estaba en ellos.
Amen.
Amen.
They got them out of Egypt, but they couldn't. God didn't get Egypt out of them.
Dios sacó de ellos, los movió de Egipto, pero ellos no pudieron sacar el Egipto fuera de ellos.
It's like you can take the boy out of the country, but sometimes you can't take the country out of the boy.
Puedes sacar al muchacho fuera del rancho, pero no puedes sacar el rancho dentro del muchacho.
Now people mocking me right now.
Y la gente se ríe ahora mismo.
So, oh Lord, help me.
Señor, ayúdame.
So, sometimes, you know, they could leave Saul.
A veces pueden dejar a Saúl.
But you know that same spirit that's there can go with them.
Pero ese espíritu de Saúl puede ir con ellos.
You know?
Ven.
So it's like, boy, you know, this is why.
Por eso.
One of the things that I do a lot of times when we're doing deliverance ministries, especially.
Muchas cosas de las que hago es que cuando hacemos el ministerio de liberación.
We break soul ties with people that maybe somebody's been connected to in a bad way, okay?
Entonces rompemos con la atadura de almas porque algo puede estar conectado con la gente equivocada.
That connection,
porque esa conexión,
the soul tie,
la conexión de las almas,
allows things to continue to pass back and forth even though you're not around them.
Entonces permite que esas cosas sigan regresando aunque tú no estás con ellos.
You understand? It does. It happens.
Entienden, pasa.
And so that's one of the reasons we break soul ties.
Es una de las razones por las que quebremos la atadura de almas.
And that's something we do when we're doing wedding ceremonies. I break soul ties between the couple and all their past relationships. Like sometimes there's been sexual relationships. There's been maybe not sexual, but intimacy in the heart and soul. And if you get married, you don't want to still be that way with those people. You understand what I'm saying? So you want to break that.
Entonces, cuando hacemos ceremonias de bodas, trato de romper todo ese tipo de relaciones pasadas. Puede ser de corazón, de su corazón sentimental, o de relaciones íntimas.
And then also, in the case of, it says the man leaves his father and mother, and sometimes there's an inordinate tie, an ungodly, unhealthy connection with the mother and father where they can't ever leave.
Entonces también, como dice la Biblia, que tienen que el hombre dejar a su padre y a su madre, y esa conexión puede ser no saludable y hay que cortar.
And many women know they married a mama's boy.
Y muchas mujeres saben que se casaron con el niño de
and
mamá.
And he never leaves and connects.
Y que nunca se fue.
You
y
understand
se
what I'm saying?
Ven lo que
digo. So sometimes you can leave, but you don't really leave.
Ves, tú puedes irte, pero realmente nunca te fuiste de ahí.
Amen.
Amen.
So another thing that I do many times.
Y otra cosa que hago mucho.
When somebody comes from another place.
Cuando alguien viene de otro lugar.
Because of different things that have happened there, I break connections between them and that place.
Porque a veces cosas pasaron y rompo la conexión de ese lugar pasado.
Man, I feel that just all over me.
Siento todo eso encima de mí.
You know, and so sometimes you need to do that.
Entonces tienes que hacer eso.
Otherwise, that spirit will come with you.
Entonces, si no, ese espíritu viene contigo.
And then it starts causing trouble.
Y entonces pueden ver problemas.
Amen. Everybody understand what I'm saying?
¿Entienden lo
que digo? I don't know why I went that way. That wasn't in my notes. This is in my notes. I ain't got to my notes yet. So.
No sé por qué fui aquí, pero no estaba en mis notas, pero.
This is what I hear.
Pero eso es lo que escuché.
Okay. Now then, we'll pick up where we left off. Verse 30.
Entonces, versículo 30.
Sons of Ephraim were 20,800.
Los de los hijos de Efraín eran 28,000.
The half tribe of Manasseh 18,000.
La media tribu de Manasés, 18,000.
Who were designated by name to come and make David king.
De cual que por nombre fueron designados para venir y hacer a rey a David.
So when I look at this, I look at, okay, how does that relate to us today, spiritually speaking and as a church?
Y eso cómo se relaciona hoy como la iglesia y espiritualmente.
We're not here to make anybody king.
No estamos aquí para hacer nadie rey.
Except the Lord.
Solamente Dios.
He's the king.
Él es el Dios.
So our job, my job, your job, ought to be to come and promote him.
Entonces, mi trabajo y tu trabajo es promocionar a Dios.
And that's what I teach all the time. Be obedient to God. Obey God. Listen to God.
Por eso siempre digo, obedece a Dios, escucha a Dios.
And so this is our job, is to make the Lord king.
Ese es nuestro trabajo, hacer a Dios
Amen.
El rey.
And that's my purpose here.
Y ese es mi propósito aquí.
Trust me, I don't want to be king.
Créeme, no quiero ser rey.
The Lord does a better job.
El Señor hace mejor trabajo.
Verse 32.
Verso 32.
The sons of Issachar.
Los hijos de Issachar.
All right, look at this.
Miren esto.
Men who understood the times.
Hombres que entendían los tiempos, discernían los tiempos.
We need people here.
Necesitamos gente
David,
aquí.
David didn't have everything himself.
David no tenía todo.
I don't have everything.
Yo no tengo todo.
But we need people that understand the times.
Pero necesitamos gente que entienda los tiempos.
Some people understand the times that we're in.
A veces hay gente que entiende los tiempos
some,
en que estamos.
Some people out here don't have a clue what time.
Hay gente aquí que no tiene ni idea lo que está pasando.
They don't even know what time it is because they don't get here on time.
No saben ni qué hora son porque no llegan aquí a tiempo.
So they don't understand the time, that's for sure.
Entonces no entienden el tiempo, eso es por seguridad.
But so these people, they okay, what does it mean to understand the times?
¿Es qué significa entender los tiempos?
They knew the season.
Ellos sabían la estación.
You know, they knew the times.
Ellos sabían los tiempos.
What God is doing.
Lo que Dios está haciendo.
How many people know the times?
¿Cuánta gente sabe los tiempos?
Many people in church are totally uninformed as to the times that we're in.
Mucha gente de la iglesia está desinformada de los tiempos que estamos viviendo.
And they don't have any idea where we're going and what God is doing. They have no idea.
Nada de idea de lo que está pasando ni lo que Dios va a hacer o nos va a llevar.
So that's okay. Not everybody understands the times, but we have to have people that do understand the times. So the ones that don't. Can then understand the times.
Y está bien que alguna gente no sepa los tiempos
Amen.
Que estamos pasando, pero hay gente que los va a saber, y entonces esa gente que no sabe va a seguir a la gente que sabe
so
los tiempos.
Very few people that know everything except Eduardo, myself, and Google.
Entonces hay mucha poca gente que sabe todo como yo, el pastor Eduardo y Google.
So there's just not that many that know everything, all right? So we have to have different people.
Entonces tenemos que tener gente diferente que sepa.
Look at this.
Miren esto.
With knowledge of what Israel should do.
Miren esto, con conocimiento para lo que Israel debe hacer.
God had given these men,
Dios le ha dado a estos hombres,
the sons of Issachar,
los hijos de Issachar,
men who understood times and they knew this is what we're supposed to do.
Que ellos sabían los tiempos y que decían esto es lo que vamos a hacer.
Their chiefs were 200.
Y sus jefes eran 200.
So he had 200 men that understood the times. They knew what Israel was supposed to do. So he had great advisors. Amen.
Tenía 200 personas que sabían los tiempos y sabían qué hacer. Y David tenía un gran personas de sabiduría.
But you're not
going to
find any family, any organization, or any church that's going to go forward if they don't have that.
Entonces no hay iglesia que vaya a seguir adelante o denominación si no tienen esto.
Because many people make all their decisions on their own without ever consulting or getting advice, and they are mess everything up.
Porque hay mucha gente que hace las cosas sin pedir consejo y después se es un desastre.
You know?
Ben.
You know, when you get ready to go buy a car, take somebody that knows how to get a good deal or don't go.
Entonces, si vas a comprar un carro, lleva a alguien que sabe hacer un buen trato de comprar
take
carros. Llévame a mí.
My daughter, she says, Dad, I'm going to buy a car. Will you go with me? Yep, I will.
Entonces mi hija me dice, papá, voy a comprar un carro. ¿Vienes conmigo? Yo voy.
And I tell him, you trying to cheat my daughter? I'll whoop you right here, man. Cheat my daughter.
Tratas de robar o mentirle a mi hija y yo aquí no voy a permitirlo.
Not going to do that.
No lo va a hacer.
You're going to give me that car before I leave here.
Tú me das ese carro y...
Or I'm not buying.
Bien, y si no, no me compro un carro.
But you need... We need to get people that know... Okay, for instance, if you're thinking about going into a profession,
entonces, por ejemplo, si quieren ir a una profesión,
go talk to somebody that's already in it.
Entonces, habla con alguien que realmente está ahí.
Find out how good it is.
Pregúntale
Find
qué
out how much
está.
Money you can make.
¿Cuánto dinero pueden hacer?
Find out how many hours you have to work.
¿Cuántas horas tienes que trabajar?
Find out if they got divorced while they were working.
Pregunta si se divorciaron mientras él estaba trabajando.
You know? Find out from them. Where did they get their training? Where did they go to school? You know?
¿Dónde se entrenaron? ¿Dónde fueron a la escuela?
Man, when somebody comes to me and they're wanting to do something, I say, go talk to so-and-so and this one and find out about this before you make that decision, man.
Cuando alguien viene y habla conmigo, yo lo puedo mandar con ciertas gentes para que ellos les ayuden a tomar esa decisión.
We need to get the spirit of stupid off of us.
Entonces, que quite ese espíritu de torpeza de nosotros.
You know?
Ven.
I mean, to be stupid and not know you're stupid is really bad.
Entonces, ser torpe y no saber que eres un tonto, entonces,
but
está muy mal.
It's a wise man that's stupid and knows he's stupid.
Entonces, es un hombre sabio que sepa que es tonto.
So if we don't know,
pero si no
go
sabes,
find out before we do something.
Ve y descúbrelo
Amen.
Antes de hacer algo.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I need to be preaching to myself because I started a church and I didn't know what I was doing at all.
Yo estaba predicándome a yo mismo porque yo empecé una iglesia y no sabía lo que estaba haciendo.
But I didn't know anybody else that knew either.
Pero tampoco encontré a alguien que supiera.
So Lord had to teach me.
Pues el Señor me tuvo que enseñar.
Through this whole process, you know.
Por todo este proceso.
But you know, I would say most of the time, most people learn from somebody else. Most people do.
La mayoría de las veces la gente aprende de otra gente.
But sometimes you have to learn from God, and it's just the way it is.
Y otras veces tienes que aprender directamente de
Dios.
Y es más fácil aprender de alguien más.
It's already made the mistakes.
Que ya hizo los errores.
That way you can avoid a lot of mistakes.
Y así puedes evitar muchos errores.
Well, I didn't know anybody that ever done anything like this.
Pero no había conocido a alguien que realmente hubiera hecho
esto. I didn't even know anybody knew deliverance.
No sabía alguien que alguien hubiera hecho de liberación antes.
When I started speaking in tongues, I didn't know anybody spoke in tongues.
Cuando yo empecé a hablar en lenguas, yo no conocía a nadie que hablaba en lenguas.
The first person I heard speak in tongues was me.
La primera persona que yo escuché hablar en lenguas fui yo.
Honestly, first person I saw cast out a demon was me.
La primera persona que yo vi que sacó demonios fui yo.
That's the way it was, amen.
Y eso fue como así.
But
fue.
You can sure learn a lot from others, amen.
Entonces puedes aprender mucho de otros.
All right. Of Zebulun, 50,000 men.
De Zebulón habían 50,000.
Now, if I'm Saul and I'm seeing all these men, I mean, about 200,000 men leave, I'm going, something don't sound right here.
Si yo fuera Saúl y ver 200,000 hombres que se fueron,
he'd be getting a little nervous, wouldn't you?
Yo dijera algo no está bien y estuviera un poco nervioso.
Yeah. They could draw up in battle formation with all kinds of weapon of war.
Y salieron con toda clase de armas de guerra.
So these were men that knew how to fight.
Ellos eran hombres que sabían cómo pelear.
And they knew how to do the army thing.
Y ellos sabían cómo hacer la cosa del ejército.
So God's going to have people here.
Entonces Dios va a tener gente aquí.
That know how to fight.
Que ellos saben
they
cómo
know
pelear.
How to pray.
Cómo orar.
They know how to do deliverance.
Ellos
they
no
know
saben
how to do the different things. Amen.
Cómo hacer la liberación y todo.
And so he had to have all of those people there to be able to do the job.
Entonces él tenía que tener todo ese tipo de gente para hacer el trabajo.
He said, and they came and look, it says, they helped David.
Y dice, vinieron y ayudaron a David.
With an undivided heart.
Sin doblez de corazón.
So to be in war,
entonces, para estar en guerra,
you cannot be double-minded.
Entonces no puedes tener doble mente, doble ánimo.
You cannot say, yeah, I think I'll go to war. No, I don't want to go to war. Yeah, I'm going to follow him. No, I'm not going to follow him. I mean, you get killed.
Entonces no puedes decir, sí lo voy a seguir. No lo voy a seguir porque puedes morir.
And you get everybody else killed.
Y también mucha gente muere.
I mean, when the commander says go and you go, huh, I don't know if I want to do that or not.
Y cuando el capitán te dice ve y tú dices, no, no quiero ir.
So there's a lot to learn in this. I'm learning a lot as I study this.
Entonces hay mucho que aprender y es lo que estoy aprendiendo.
So they had an undivided heart.
Entonces tenían no eran de corazón.
That meant they were in unity.
Estaban en unidad.
With David.
Con David.
They were in unity with the vision.
Estaban unidos en la visión.
And then, you know, when you're in unity, even at the Tower of Babel, God said nothing will be impossible to these guys.
Entonces cuando están en unidad es como a la Torre de Babel, nada les será imposible.
You know, that's why the Democrats are so good. They're all in unity.
Por eso los demócratas están muy bien porque están muy unidos.
Republicans can't agree on anything.
Y los republicanos no pueden ponerse de acuerdo en nada.
But they'll never get anything done.
Por eso nunca se hace nada.
Amen. I mean, it just shows you how it works.
Y así te muestra cómo funciona.
I mean, when those Democrats decide to lie, man, they all lie.
Entonces, cuando ellos se pusieron de acuerdo en mentir, todos mintieron.
I mean, they're good at that.
Son buenos en eso.
Sorry if you're a Democrat. I'm sorry.
Perdón si eres demócrata.
Hopefully God will teach you and you'll repent. Amen.
Por favor, Dios te enseñe y
sorry.
Te arrepientes.
Sorry, Lord, I'm sorry.
Perdóname, Señor.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So, Naphtali, 1,000 captains and 37,000 with shield and spear.
De Neftalí habían 1,000 capitanes y con ellos 37,000 con escudo y lanza.
Of the Danites who could draw up in battle formation, 28,600.
De los de Dan que podían ponerse en orden de batalla habían 28,600.
Here's something to learn from this.
Entonces algo que aprender aquí.
Here's what I learned from this.
Esto es lo que yo aprendí.
If I want to go to war, I want the Jews on my side.
Entonces yo quiero ir a la guerra, yo traigo a los judíos conmigo.
Because brother, they know how to fight.
Porque hermanos, ellos saben cómo pelear.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, they killed each other all the time. They know how to fight.
Ellos se mataban unos a otros, entonces ellos saben cómo pelear.
Amen.
Amen.
You want the Israel on your side, you're going to go to war.
Si quieres Israel en tu lado, vas a ir a guerra.
Because God's on their side.
Porque Dios está de su lado.
I'm really waiting until the embassy gets moved to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, we're going to have a war probably.
Entonces estoy esperando cuando la embajada sea movida a Jerusalén.
I don't know what's going to happen, but there's going to be war somewhere.
Porque va a haber una guerra en un lugar por ahí.
But I'm going to be on Israel's side. Amen.
Pero yo voy a estar en el lado de Israel.
So they know how to fight.
Ellos saben cómo pelear.
Plus God's with them.
Porque Dios está con ellos.
Amen. So don't worry.
Entonces, amén. No se preocupen.
Of Asher, 40,000.
De Aser habían 40,000.
And from the half tribe of Manasseh, 120,000.
Y los de los tribus de las eran. Which?
I kind of paraphrased it.
Okay.
With all kinds of weapons of war.
Y todo tipo de arma de guerra.
So they had all kinds of different weapons.
Entonces tenían todo tipo de armas.
So to go to war.
Para ir a guerra.
I mean, you can't just go with a pistol, amen?
No puedes ir nada más con una pistola.
You need the AR-15.
La 150.
A few hand grenades.
Unas granadas.
Some planes with some bombs.
Unos aviones con bombas.
And then a nuclear warhead just as a backup.
Entonces, la bomba nuclear.
I mean, you need to have all the weapons of war, right?
Entonces, tienes que tener todo tipo de armas de guerra.
So that's why you have different people with different skills and different abilities, amen?
Entonces, tienes gente de diferentes habilidades.
All of these men of war who could draw up in battle formation came to Hebron.
Dice, todos estos hombres de guerra
with a perfect heart.
Vinieron al corazón perfecto para en Hebrón.
Can you imagine that many people with a perfect heart?
¿Te imaginas mucha gente con un corazón perfecto?
It says a perfect heart.
Dice un corazón perfecto.
A perfect heart.
Corazón perfecto.
You know, I think sometimes
yo pienso que a veces
when you've been doing the wrong thing for so long
cuando has hecho las cosas mal por mucho tiempo
and you finally find the right thing
y finalmente encuentras el camino correcto
you're ready to do the right thing
estás listo de hacer lo correcto
and it's a lot easier to get your heart perfect
y es muy fácil de poner tu corazón perfecto
to say man I've been in the wrong thing doing the wrong thing for so long man if I can find the right thing I'm going to go for it
porque he hecho Amen. Mucho tiempo lo incorrecto y cuando encuentro lo correcto estoy listo para hacerlo.
So those guys had a perfect heart.
Entonces ellos tenían un corazón perfecto.
Man, that's, but you know, it's amazing.
Es grandioso.
That you can have a perfect heart.
Que puedes tener un corazón perfecto.
But you see later on.
Porque ves después.
The spirit of Absalom came in and stole the heart.
Que el espíritu de Absalom vino y robó el corazón.
Stole the heart of all those people.
Robó el corazón de todos.
And David almost lost the kingdom.
Y David casi perdió su reinado.
The enemy.
El enemigo.
Does not want God's people to succeed.
No quiere que la gente de Dios sea exitosa.
You're going to see this as we go on with David here.
Van a ver esto conforme veamos la vida de David.
When they begin to build this army,
cuando ellos empezaron a construir este ejército,
the enemy
el enemigo
doesn't like it.
No le gustó.
So they have a perfect heart to make David king over all of Israel.
Dice y para hacer rey a David sobre todo Israel.
And then it says all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king.
También todos los demás de Israel eran de un mismo parecer para ser rey a David.
All right, so you have to be single purpose.
Tienes que ser un solo propósito.
To make anything happen.
Para hacer que todo suceda.
And what the devil wants to do.
Lo que el diablo quiere hacer.
Is get us off track and distracted by so many other little things.
Entonces el enemigo quiere distraernos con muchas cosas distintas pequeñas.
You understand? It's like if this guy had this army had this agenda, this army had that agenda, that army had that agenda, David would never become king.
Si este ejército tiene una propia agenda, si este otro ejército tiene otra, David nunca hubiera sido rey.
So they said, whatever it takes, this is the one thing we're going to do.
Entonces, no importa lo que vaya a tomar, pero esto es lo que vamos a hacer.
Because until he became king,
porque hasta que él sea rey,
that they're not going to win anything.
No van a ganar nada.
And they knew that.
Y ellos sabían eso.
So then the rest of Israel,
y entonces el resto de Israel,
followed the lead of the warriors.
Siguieron el liderazgo de los guerreros.
And they spent 3 days eating and drinking.
Y se pasaron 3 días comiendo y bebiendo.
For their kinsmen had prepared for them.
Para lo que se había preparado para ellos.
So why do you think they're spending 3 days eating and drinking?
¿Por qué se pasaron 3 días comiendo y bebiendo?
Any idea?
¿Saben por qué?
What do you think is going on?
¿Saben lo que pasa?
You're pretty smart, man.
Para tener tiempo de conectarse.
That's why you married Carolina.
Es muy inteligente, Valentín, por eso se casó con
Carolina. He's a smart man, Carolina.
Carolina es un hombre inteligente.
That's what I think, Valentín, that they wanted to get to know one another a little bit.
Y yo creo que eso es lo que pasó, que ellos querían conectarse, conocerse.
They wanted to party, man.
Querían fiesta.
And get connected in fellowship. Yeah, that's what I think.
Y estar conectados en armonía.
It's important to do that. Okay, as church,
como iglesia,
it's really important to fellowship.
Es muy importante conectarse.
It's okay to party, just don't party too hard.
Entonces está bien de ir de fiesta, pero no mucha fiesta, sí.
No, it's good to do those things.
Pero es bueno hacer esas cosas.
Fellowship, eat together,
convivio,
get to know one another.
Para conocerse unos a otros.
That's what warriors need to do.
Y eso es lo que los guerreros hicieron.
I mean, warriors, if you're here and you're a warrior, you need to connect to the other warriors, man.
Si tú eres un guerrero aquí, tienes que conectarte con los otros guerreros.
Become a team.
Para ser un equipo.
Yeah, and so that's what they're doing.
Y eso es lo que estaban
haciendo. Moreover, there were those who were near to them, even as far as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali. They brought food on donkeys, camels, mules, oxen, great quantities of flour cakes, fig cakes, bunches of raisin, wine, oil, gummy bears, oxen, sheep. Oh, wait a minute.
Y también los que estaban cerca de ellos, y hasta los mulos, bueyes, grandes cantidades de tortas de harina, tortas de higo, racimos de uvas, pasa, vino, aceite, bueyes, ovejas. Verdaderamente había alegría en Israel.
So all these people donated food to the army.
Toda la gente donó comida para el ejército.
Amen.
Amen.
They gave it to them.
Y la trajeron, se la dieron a ellos.
And see, you can see the joy and the connectivity that they all had.
Ven el gozo y la conexión.
Remember,
que había entre ellos.
What does it say in the early church in the book of Acts?
Entonces decía como la iglesia de los libros de la iglesia de los
they considered
hechos,
everything they had was not their own.
Que todo lo que tenían no era de ellos.
It's the same spirit.
Es el mismo espíritu.
That was in the book of Acts.
Que estaba en el libro de
Hechos.
There
was a lot of unity. Everybody was for the same thing. Amen.
Porque era una unidad y todos estaban en la misma visión.
That's when you really start seeing God do things.
Es cuando ves que Dios empieza a hacer cosas así.
That's what God wants.
Y eso es lo que Dios quiere.
That's why I'm trying to get this across to everybody on where God wants to take the church.
Entonces por eso quiero llevar esto hacia la iglesia.
I really want to see God do powerful things. Amen.
Entonces quiero ver que todos hagan cosas para Dios poderosamente.
Oh. God made provision and the men were very joyful, it says.
Dios proveyó y todos estaban muy gozosos.
1 Corinthians 13.
Primera de Corintios.
Well, I mean 1 Chronicles 13.
Primera de Crónicos 13.
David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, even with every leader.
Versículo 1. Entonces David consultó con los capitanes de millares, de centenas, es decir, con todos los jefes.
And so he has confidence in his leaders.
Entonces él tiene confianza con sus líderes.
To discuss the plans with them.
Para discutir los planes con ellos.
It's one of the things that I do every month. I get all of our leaders together and we talk about the plans.
Entonces cada mes junto a todos mis líderes y hablamos sobre
los
planes.
Ideas.
Para tomar ideas.
And then throughout the month, every Wednesday, I meet with leaders from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock every Wednesday.
Entonces cada miércoles de 5 a 7 me junto con mis líderes.
Every Wednesday is to stay connected and find out what's going on and to make plans.
Para estar conectados y saber lo que está pasando.
So
every
leader needs to get advice and get counsel.
Cada líder necesita tener consejos.
I'm going to close with this.
Recibir consejos. Voy a cerrar con esto.
Verse 2 and 3.
Verso 2 y 3.
And David said to all the assembly of Israel.
Y David dijo a toda la asamblea de Israel.
Now look, David's the one that's making this decision.
Entonces David es el que va a hacer esta decisión.
But he consulted with everyone.
Pero lo consultó con los demás.
He said, if it seems good to you,
si les parece bien,
and if it is from the Lord our God,
y si es del Señor nuestro Dios,
so does David know whether everything is from God or not?
Entonces, Dios, ¿David sabía todo lo que venía de Dios?
No. Do you know if everything is from God or not?
¿Tú sabes todo lo que si viene de Dios o no?
If you do, come move in with me and tell me.
Si sabes, ven, muévete conmigo, ven conmigo y dime.
I haven't found anybody yet that knows if everything is from God, if this is from God or that's from God all the time.
Porque
nobody
no,
knows that. Amen?
No he conocido a alguien que sepa realmente todo.
You know, and sometimes you don't know, right?
Porque a veces sabes que es de Dios.
You ever done something and you knew it was from the Lord? You ever done something and you knew it was from the Lord?
¿Has hecho algo que sabes que es del Señor?
Nobody out there ever done anything you knew it was from the Lord? Okay. Anybody saved out there? Okay. Anybody ever done something and you weren't sure it was from the Lord?
¿Has hecho algo que tal vez no sabías que si era de Dios?
You said, yeah, I married my husband. Wasn't
Sí, me casé con mi esposo.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Still not sure about that.
No estoy seguro sobre
eso. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Estaba jugando.
So if it's from the Lord, let's send everywhere to our kinsmen who remain in all the land of Israel, to the priests and to the Levites who are with them in the cities and pasture lands, that they can meet with us.
Enviemos mensajes a todas partes a nuestros parientes que permanecen en toda la tierra de Israel y también a los sacerdotes y a los levitas que están con ellos en sus ciudades y tierras y pastos para que sean y se reúnan con nosotros.
So he said, we should get everybody in that's willing to meet.
Y todos los que están dispuestos a juntarse.
And verse 3.
Y verso 3.
Let's bring back the ark of our God to us.
Traigamos a nosotros el arca de nuestro Dios.
For we did not seek it in the days of Saul.
Porque no la consultamos en los días de Saúl.
That's the Saul church.
Esa es la iglesia de Saúl.
They lose the presence of the Lord and they don't go after it.
Ellos perdieron la presencia de Dios y no la buscaron.
A David church.
Y la iglesia de David.
If they don't have the presence of the Lord,
si no tienen la presencia de Dios,
go try to find it.
Van y tratan de buscarla.
And bring it back.
Y la traen de regreso.
That's the difference.
Y esa es la diferencia.
You might lose the presence of the Lord.
Puedes tal vez perder la presencia de Dios.
But you're going to try to find it.
Pero vas a tratar de encontrarla.
And what was David's first job?
Y el primer trabajo de David, lo primero que él decidió,
was to go get the ark.
Vayan y traigan el arca.
Get the presence of God.
Traigan la presencia de Dios.
In the country.
En el país.
That's what we need right now.
Y eso es lo que necesitamos ahora.
We need to get the presence of God back in America.
Tenemos que tener la presencia de Dios de regreso en América.
I believe the presence of God is coming to America.
Yo creo que la presencia de Dios viene de regreso otra vez a América.
I just got a little thing where Trump made a decision that you cannot use the word fetus anymore in any of the documents that they're putting together for.
Nunca más puedes usar la
fetus.
Palabra
fetus.
Feto. Feto. Ah, que no puedo usar la palabra feto.
In other words, it's not a fetus, it's a child.
Que no es un feto, es un niño.
So you can't use that anymore. Man.
Ya no lo puedes usar
más. Man, you
más.
Gotta, you know, be, yeah. Woo, entonces, you feel that? You gotta be, we need strong leadership, man. It says, this is the way it's going to be, like it or not.
Entonces necesitamos líderes fuertes que digan, esto es lo que vamos a hacer, te guste o no.
When you stand for God, about 90% of the people are probably not going to like it.
Cuando tú vas por los caminos de Dios, el 90% de la gente no le va a gustar.
So the rest of the country needs to get over it.
Entonces el resto del país tiene que aguantarse.
I believe God's coming back to America.
Entonces yo creo que Dios va a regresar a América.
Amen. Amen.